saving the planet. Well, the next group will just probably waste it, so watch out. As I said before, this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org in Clinton, New York. It's about, well, it's about 15 degrees out, so watch yourself. It's snowy and slick and the roads are bad, and I was insane enough to come up here to do the show, though. So I hope you're enjoying the show. And maybe my last. I'll see how I get home. But coming right up, for your enjoyment, for your delectation and approval, is Radiola, an all shellac version. And let's go. Here it is.
Dadum better, dadum better. What a baby, dadum better. I'm really craving, I'm always raving on. Dadum better, dadum better. It ain't maybe, dadum better. That I will stand by and I will hand my love. Talk about your classy dollies that you don't see in the follies. Is she that way lovable and sweet? No one else can hold a candle. What a precious thing to handle. Is she that way lovable and sweet? What eyes, like skies, the bluer color your heart. What lips, that grips, the redder, the better you like from the start. If you want an angel near you, holler out and she will hear you. Is she that way lovable and sweet?
Thank you. daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
This is Radio. I'm Andy Sr., and I hope you're keeping warm. If you're somewhere in the north, I know there are a few streamers thus far, and it is not terribly warm. It is 15 degrees in the locality I now inhabit. It's winter. It's got winter-like properties to it, even though it's still just November. But we know what that's all about. We're looking at a lot of this stuff, and just drive carefully if you're out there in this stuff. If you're driving and listening, pay attention to the road. Don't listen to me. I don't know what I'm talking about. But the road is more important, so keep your eyes focused. This is an all shellac edition, mostly. There's a couple of things other than that, but mostly all from 78s. I did a big bunch of them last week. I had a lot left over. I added some more. Some Deccas we have I found and used, and some interesting stuff, some Western Swing. We begin with Sammy Fain, Lovable and Sweet, 1929. Then Leon's Lone Star Cowboys, Bugle Call Rag, 1935. What a good recording that is. That's lovely. Wonderful stuff. And the Impana Troubadours, of course, with a theme. Willard Robeson singing his own composition, Wake Up Chillin', from 1929. And now, because I know there are aficionados for the Broadway label out there, there are people who have very, I would say, arcane and esoteric tastes in label design and in what's on those labels and those records that those labels are on. So we got a few Broadways tonight. Here are the Checkerbox Boys in 1929, and I'm going to ask this question after standing out there tonight for a few minutes, and it would probably be very, very literally appropriate. Am I blue? Thank you.
naughty one, naughty was I gay, till today. Now he's gone and with blue am I blue.
Thank you. run wild. Oh, Lottie, oh, Lottie, oh, yeah, it falls. Doggone, you slats and all. Let's go, we book, cause that ain't all.
Let's come on out of my hole, and then do the best there down, I said.
A little turkey in the straw in there, which reminds me, next week is Thanksgiving. I probably won't be on Friday night unless I have a change of heart and decide to act as foolishly as I did tonight by driving up here. But a little turkey in the straw, but you know, if somebody breaks your jaw, then you've got to drink your turkey through a straw, which is not very nice at all. You just set the blender to puree and liquefy, maybe. But that's no fun. Nobody wants a turkey shake. Nobody wants to shake a turkey leg. And I didn't shake a leg. I drove very slowly tonight. That was Tear Down, Clyde McCoy and his orchestra from 1935. And I've always loved that record. That's just that very hot performance. And one never thinks of the Clyde McCoy band as playing particularly hot, but that's a corker. I really love that record. Before that, the Oceanic Dance Orchestra, one of your Grey Gull groups there. A Cottage for Sale. Well, tear it down because, you know, the land is worth more than the building. That was from 1930, A Cottage for Sale. Willard Robeson tune, of course. Composition there. Before that, the Chukka Rocks Boys talking about how I feel after trying to get up here in this lovely 15-degree weather. Am I blue? Well, who wouldn't be? 1929. I'm Andy Senior, and I've thawed considerably since entering the studio over an hour ago. But now these lights are wonderful. It's like a heat lamp in here. I love it. You know those fluorescent things? They save energy, but the incandescent lights are so warm, and it feels so good. In the summer, they're no fun, but right now they're just delightful. So what was I saying? Oh, this is Radiola, and thanks for tuning in tonight, or streaming, at WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And here's a selection which reminds me of, you know, when you send a lot of emails and they don't, you know, there's no response, or you make a lot of people with cell phones seem to never return their calls either. But this is, I guess the problem is an old one, because in 1923, William Robin, I'm assuming that's his real name, recorded this for Cameo. Old pal, why don't you answer me?
Just a
How about your money will be cheerfully refunded? Those are the sweetest words in the English language. If you're dealing on eBay, and sorry is okay, but it doesn't feed the Admiral's cat, and the Admiral's cat is hungry. That was Von DeLeith recording under the name Gloria Gear, and driving low gear tonight, by the way, because it is slippery out. Gloria Gear, what can I say after I say I'm sorry? 1926, and I can think of a few things, but some of them aren't printable. Before that, the Oceanic Dance, well, of course not. Al Bernard with J. Russell Robinson on the piano. The Dixie Stars, as they were known. Let me be the first one to kiss you good morning. 1924. And that is the version I said I was going to play last week with just J. Russell on the piano accompanying with his ragtime. And that's what a style. Obviously, those guys were not jazz guys. Al Bernard was definitely, he was redolent of minstrelsy, and J. Russell was very ragtimey, but I love the recordings, and Al Bernard made some wonderful recordings that if you can get past some, you know, some things we don't like, but then they were okay, but there's just artistry there, just wonderful stuff. And I just think both those guys came from New Orleans, hence the Dixie Stars. Before that, William Robin, whoever he was, maybe he was somebody else. Old Pal, Why Don't You Answer Me? Very sweet song. I don't know how you could, you know, pray to a human being. I mean, you pray. I don't know if there's like a big switchboard or something, or I don't know. You stand and yell it up in the air or something. That's a bit of an odd thought, but. Unless you know Ouija boards, you don't mess with that stuff either. I mean, you know what I'm telling you. That was on Cameo 432, recorded in 1923. And I'm Andy Sr., and I don't mess with anything except radio. And that's why I'm here tonight in this inclement weather to do this program, so I can get this music out on the air and on the Internet. And I hope you're enjoying it. Tomorrow night, another radio addict. Another person who cannot keep away from this microphone and this equipment because he loves radio to such a great extent is Mark Fuller. And you'll just have to listen to his show tomorrow night. He's on at 8 p.m. He's going to come in a bit early, and he's a marvelous broadcaster. He's retro radio, sounds just like radio used to sound. It's a show that has an appeal that is so. It just reminds you if you're starting to get a little gray around the temples and elsewhere, you may remember radio like this as you were bopping along as a young person, and I do too. So it's the show is a labor of love. Old commercials, jingles, what have you. But listen to retro radio tomorrow night, which is Saturday night here in the East Coast of the United States. On WHCL 88.7 FM. So it's Eastern Time, by the way. So just 8 o'clock till 10. And you can't go wrong. You just can't. And check out my Radiola blog. This playlist is already up. And you can tell what I'm going to play. And so can I. I got a playlist myself here, too. And it's all good stuff tonight. We're going back now on Radiola to do some hot dance. Here's Joe Candulo in 1929, recording on a harmony. It is a late acoustic, of course. But it's more of a set piece. Not so much hot dance. I can't see how you could dance to it. It's sort of, unless you were a chorus girl. Fashion up. But maybe you are a chorus girl. Maybe. Thank you.
Thank you. danger, two little blue little eyes. They signal danger, what a prize. They ignite, just like two little blue little sticks of dynamite. My little shy little heart keeps on its beating. My little shy little heart almost stops beating when they stare. Man, beware. She tells little white lies with two little blue little eyes.
Was a Crown recording. You could tell because it's really kind of terribly recorded, but I wouldn't miss that for the world. That's Ubi Blake and his orchestra, and you could hear Ubi playing that piano quite distinctly underneath the surface noise. You really could. Two Little Blue Little Eyes, Dick Robertson on the vocal, and we'll hear Dick Robertson again later on a DECA, a little more, a little brighter sound, but that's a wonderful, I just had to have that, whatever condition, even as second base, as it turns out. But what can you do? Before that, Lloyd Keating on a clarion, You're Driving Me Crazy, 1930. And that was Lloyd Keating, was basically anybody who happened to be in the studio that day. Hey, you want to be Lloyd Keating today? Yeah, sure, why not? That's who that was. Before that, Joe Candulo, and it was Joe Candulo and his orchestra from 1929, Fashionette. Yes, that's what that was, an old harmony, and acoustically recorded. That was just before they decided they'd gotten enough use out of the equipment, and they would actually start recording these things electrically. So, gotta salute acoustical recording. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm saluting all kinds of recordings tonight. This is a real shellac smorgasbord, or as I called it on my site, more shellac surprises. And are you surprised? But I'm surprised as anything. This is radio. I'm Andy Senior, of course. WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And now a whole set of Western Swing from the 30s. And I found these. They're all DECAs. Sound is pretty good. So don't worry. There won't be, at least you'll be able to hear the music. Leon's Lone Star Cowboys again. They started the show in the first set, but here they are with a nice, oh my goodness, this guitar solo just knocks me out. It is wonderful. Not just Western Swing, but he took it to a new level here. 1935, Kansas City Blues.
I was a catfish living in the sea. I asked them to be mama, please not for me. Do not move, do not move, do not move to Kansas City, honey. Baby, where they don't want you. call me Pretty Papa, the swellest man in town. The women's all crazy about me, but my good gal turned me down. She done moved. She done moved. She done moved to Kansas City, honey. Maybe where they don't want you. I'm looking for the gal that they call Lucille. She done moved. She done moved. She done moved to Kansas City, honey. Maybe where they don't want you.
Don't take my darling away. Don't leave me lonely all the day.
Oh, my love for her is true, and the room rent's overdue.
Don't take my darling away. Don't take my darling away. Don't leave me lonely all the day.
She's so nice to have around, and my feet are on the ground.
Don't take my darling away. Don't take my darling away. Don't leave me lonely all the day.
She was such a winning gal, and I know that she's my pal.
Don't take my darling away.
So, and she carries all the dough.
Don't take my darling away. Don't take my darling away. Don't leave me lonely all the day.
Girls with jobs are hard to get, and I'll miss my darling pet.
Don't take my darling away.
That is truly touching. And, yeah, Don't Take My Darling Away, the Sheldon Brothers, that would be Bob and Joe, as it says on the label. Don't Take My Darling Away from 1939. Before that, Milton Brown and his Brownies, El Rancho Grande, from 1935. Before that, also from 1935, Leon's Lone Star Cowboys, Kansas City Blues. And that's a amazing guitar solo. I just love that. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm doing all right. Don't worry about me. This is Radiola in the midst of this cold November evening, which you don't want to go out into if you're up here. So stay home and you know, stay next to the radio. It'll keep you warm. Especially if it's a tube radio, then you're all set. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And I want to thank you very much for listening. We've got another hour to go, just about. But if you want to see what's on this program, my Radiola blog is up and available for those who wish to look. And coincidentally enough, and this is a Mr. Segue at work here, on the Radiola blog there are many links that you ought to check out and great programs that you ought to listen to. And I encourage you to explore those links, and you'll find great shows that maybe don't have quite as much surface noise as this one, but I do what I can. Well, Big Broadcast, Forward in the Past, all those are wonderful shows. So check out each and every one of those links, and then you'll have spent a lot of time doing that. But it's better than watching TV. And continuing. Speaking of, coincidentally, again on my Radiola blog. Last week I was very pleasantly surprised to find that my image had been uploaded to YouTube with three songs that I had performed at the piano singing, and I was absolutely astonished. I figured it would be somebody in a Chinese restaurant with a phone cam with a rather rude subject line, but no, it was actually a good thing. It was my own songs, and under the alternate title, the Carpal Tunnel Kid, and I was just pleased to have those available. And one of those is up also on my MySpace, and that all three are, but one is right on that page. So if you want to check that out, feel free to do so. You'll be quietly astonished at what I'm packing. And here's a recording of that on a different instrument, on a guitar, on a Gibson L50, actually, recorded in 1996, Carpal Tunnel Kid. And this is the song that's up there on MySpace, so you can compare and contrast my my own performances. Here you go.
I just found a brand new girl. I know she seems an airhead, a light white mentally, but she's breezy as can be. When you meet my brand new girl, you'll know I'm a lucky guy. She doesn't drink, she doesn't smoke, and she's only 20. P.S.I. You want to date a girl, but can't locate a girl. They can't create a girl that's quite as great a girl as Inflate a Girl. Has your roommate a girl that's as ornate a girl as Featherweight a girl and as first rate a girl as Inflate a Girl? Why am I being such a fanatic? Because that girl is so super pneumatic. If you await a girl, you'll never hate a girl that's as sedate a girl, as good a skate a girl, as Inflate a Girl. Now you've met my brand new girl. Say, isn't she a cutie? Her durability makes her just the girl for me. Now, if you want a brand new girl, buddy, here's an order blank. Just pick the one that suits you best. It'll be like money in the bank. They overrate a girl who's more sensate a girl. I celebrate a girl who's never late, a girl I can flight a girl. They should mandate a girl for each inmate a girl. They can uncrate a girl that's not jailbait, a girl I can flight a girl. Why does she bring me such fascination? Because she fills at the Texaco station. No imitate a girl is as cut rate a girl. $12.98 a girl with a rebate a girl called Inflate a Girl.